this family in Ballybunion, they were sat round the fire and it was getting very low. There was no coal on the fire. And father says to the mother, "Would you get some coal and put it on the fire?" She says, "No, I won't. You put the coal on." He says, "No, I'm not going. I'm the senior head of this house. You go and put the coal on." They were arguing. Nothing at all. Nobody would budge. The daughter came in. He says, "Put the coal on the fire, love." She says, "No, why should I? I've just come in. I'm freezing cold. You do it." So they were arguing like mad. And he says, "Hang on a moment." He says, "I've got a plan here. The next one to speak puts the coal on." So they sat there in silence. Fire was right down. Suddenly there's a knock on the door. The girl's boyfriend, home from the sea. "Hello there. How's it going?" Nobody said a word. Came in, sat down, stood over the fire. He said, "Oh God, the fire's low. Any chance of a drink at all?" Nobody moved. He goes over to the cupboard. He knows where the drink is. Helped himself to a couple of shots of whiskey. Sat down, put his arm around the girlfriend, started snogging with her. He got quite interested and nobody said a word to him, so he took her upstairs. We were gone about 20 minutes. Came back down looking a bit flushed. Sat down again. He says, "Any chance of another drink?" Nobody said a word. Had another drink. Looked at the mother-in-law. Well, the future mother-in-law. She was quite tasty as well. He said, "I'll give you a kiss," he said, "because I'm home from the sea." Gave her a kiss and she was very fervent with the kiss, so he put his arm round her and tickled her up a bit and they went up the stairs, gone 20 minutes, came back down again. He says, "Well, I think I'll be going off home now." He says, "I'll have to go home." He says, "You just go in past the mirror." He noticed his hair was sticking up the back. Said to the old fellow, "Have you got a bit of Vaseline there?" He says, "I'll get the coal." There was two of them on the bevy and one of them disappears into the toilet and he was gone a long time and his pal went in and he was stood there and he had all sick down his suit. He says, "Cheers, what have you done there?" He said, "I've been sick on myself." He said, "Look at that." He said, I'll get murdered when I get home." He says, "Don't worry." He says, "I have a plan for you." He said, "Tell them it was somebody else done it to you." He said, "Stick a £10 note in your top pocket and when you get home, if she starts telling you off, say, somebody else threw up on the suit and they give you £10 to have the suit clean." He said, "What a great idea." So he staggered home and fell in through the door and she starts on at him. He says, "Hang on a moment. I didn't do this. Somebody else did it to me. They gave me £10 to have the suit clean." She said, "Where is it?" She went like that and took it out of his pocket. She said, "That's a £20 note." He said, "Oh yes, he peed in me trousers as well." One day he was digging in the garden and his neighbour looked over the fence and he said, "Are you doing a bit of gardening there, Paddy?" He says, "No, I'm burying the budgie." He says, "Rather large hole for a budgie." He says, "Not really, it's in your cat." There was three of them in this home and they were all suffering from the Alzheimer's and one of them decides he's going upstairs for a bath. So he goes up the stairs and he runs the water in and he says, "Oh, Jesus, am I getting in the bath or am I getting out?" Shouted down, he says, "Am I getting in the bath or am I getting out?" So one of them starts going up the stairs to tell him. He gets halfway up the stairs. He says, "Am I going up the stairs or am I going down?" Shouted down, he said, "Am I going up the stairs or am I going down? And is he getting in the bath or is he getting out?" And the one at the bottom said, "See you two buggers, you're as thick as that. Is that the front door or the back?" One of them said to his pal on a quiz, he said, "How does a Kerry man resemble a computer?" He said, "You have to punch information into both of them." He said, "I have another one for you." He says, "Why do seagulls have strong wings?" He said, "To beat the gypsies to the tip." He said, "What does the electricity board, the gas board, and the water board and a duck have in common?" He said, "They can all shove the bills up their asses."
"Hey, come here. I'm having a hard day. Harder than that. Me brother is in jail. For something he didn't do. He didn't wear gloves. He broke into this fella's house about 3 o'clock in the morning, and he was crawling across the floor in the dark. And a voice said, "Me and Jesus are watching you." Well, my brother stood up against the wall in fright, and his hand touches a light switch, and he turns on the light. And there in the corner of the room is a parrot. And the parrot's going, "Me and Jesus are watching you." My brother said, "My God," he said, "you frightened the bloody life out of me. You don't half speak well." The parrot says, "I know," he said, "my name is Columbus. We have a Rottweiler called Jesus." A good traditional night out in Britain, and indeed here in Halifax, I suppose, is you go to your local club or your local pub and you have a few drinks. And on the way home, you might fancy a takeaway. Well, it's a well-documented fact that most takeaways in the British Isles today are owned by the Chinese. And no matter where you go in the British Isles today, all Chinese takeaways are designed the exact same. Because the first thing you see when you walk in the door is a huge big menu up on the wall. And then up in the corner, you've got a television set on. Full contrast, full colour, full brightness. It's no wonder they look like that. You got a counter 5 foot 2 high, and behind the counter, a little Chinese fella, 5 foot 2 and a half. All you can see is a black wig running up and down the counter. I was out there last week, I had a few drinks, or a few jars, as we might say in our country, and I decided I wanted a takeaway. So I went to the nearest Chinese, and I walked in, and I read the big menu, and I went up to the 5 foot 2 counter, and the black wig said to me, "Why you are?" Well, you feel like saying, "Why you got?" Just to show you can speak English as well as he bleeding can. "Why you wah? Why you gone?" He said, "Why you wah?" I said, "Chicken." He went, "Asshole." I said, "Nah, the breast. And then you get the old sore finger job. The old sore finger job. "You want sore finger?" "I want sore finger." Then he hands you the bag and he says, "Effing else." So I said to him, "Are there any Chinese Jews?" He said, "I go ask my boss." He went off, he came back, he said, "Sorry, no Chinese Jews. Orange juice?"